弟兄姐妹们早上平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们能够在一起擘饼，一起纪念主。
Praise the Lord, we can have a table meeting and remember our Lord together.
我们也可以一起在一起来思想神的话语。
And we will meditate the word of our God together.
也感谢弟兄的交通。
And I thank the fellowship with from our brother.
如果我们在地上有荣华富贵声望，再加上耶稣，多好。
And how wonderful if we have wealth, fame, and the power, and then plus we have Jesus. How wonderful is that?
在地上不可能，在天上就是这样。
It's impossible on earth, but in heaven, it is like that.
我们有一天，我们要与基督一同作王掌权。
One day we will reign with Christ.
所以我们在地上所盼望的不是会朽坏的。
What we hope on earth is unperishable.
我们所盼望的是那天上不能朽坏、遍满天玷污、不能衰残的。
What our hope is in heaven, which is unshakable, uncorruptible, unperishable.
我们现在打开马可福音第十四章。
Let's read Book of Mark, chapter 14.
马可福音第十四章，我们要从第一节念到十一节。
Verse 1 to 11.
马可福音十四章第一节，过两天是逾越节，又是除酵节，祭司长和文士想法子怎样用诡计捉拿耶稣杀他，只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。
After 2 days, it was the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priestAnd the scribes sought how they might take him by trickery and put him to death. But they say, not during the feast, lest there will be uproar of the people.
第三节，耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖30多两银子，周济穷人。”他们就向那女人生气。
And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard, and then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves and said, Why was this fragrant oil wasted?
耶稣说，由他吧，为什么为难他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏浇在预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女子所做的，以为纪念。
I forgot verse 5. For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and gave to the poor, and they criticized her sharply. But Jesus said.Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me, for you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have it always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anointing my body for burial. Surely, I say to you, whatever this gospel is preached in the whole world,What this woman has done will also be told as a memorial of her.
第十节，十二门徒之中就有一个加略人犹大去见祭司长，要把耶稣交给他们。他们听见就欢喜，又应许给他银子。他就寻思如何得便把耶稣交给他们。
Verse 10. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray him to them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. So he sought how he might conveniently betray him.
好，我们下一处念马太福音26:6-9。马太26:6-9。
Okay, Book of Matthew, Chapter 26.
这里讲到耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。门徒看见就很不喜悦，说何用这样的幌会呢？这香膏可以卖许多钱，周济穷人。26:6-9。
Okay, chapter 26:6-9. Now was Jesus saw at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper. A woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when the disciples saw it, they were angry and said, "Why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum, and the money given to the poor."
再来，我们读约翰福音12:3-5。
And then, Book of John, Chapter.
约翰福音12:3-5。
Chapter 12:3.
玛利亚就拿着一斤极重的、极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香味。有一门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说：“这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？”
Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointing Jesus.And wiped them with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?"
Okay, 好。好，这里我们如果读马可福音14:1-11的话，这里有分成三段。
If we read Book of Mark, verse 1-11, we can divide it into 3 paragraphs.
在马可福音14:1-2呢，讲到祭司长和文士正在想法要捉拿耶稣，要杀他。
In the beginning, the chief priest and the scribe, they saw the way to take him secretly and to kill him.
第二段就是从14:3-9呢，讲到有一个女人呢，她预备香膏要来膏耶稣。
And then from 3-9, it says there was a woman. She came with an alabaster jar of a spikenard, and then she will anoint Jesus.
第三段就是从10-11呢，讲到犹大正在计划要卖主。
And then the third paragraph from 10-11, that's the Judas agreed to betray Jesus.
我们从马可福音这一段呢，我们看到这一段短短的十一节里面呢，很多事情在发生。
We see many things happening in this short 11 verses.
祭司长、文士要捉拿耶稣，要杀他。
The chief priests and the scribes, they want to take Jesus and kill him.
玛利亚准备打破玉瓶要膏耶稣。
And then, but Mary is prepared to break the jar of spikenard and then to anoint Jesus.
犹大要卖主。
And then, and Judas agreed to betray.
我们看到，我们人生在世都有自己的筹算。
We see people have its own plan.
我们今天是不是也在筹算自己的道路
？Do we plan our own?Do we have our own plans today?
今天呢，我们就借着这一连串的事情，我们在主的面前，我们有一些思想。
And let us meditate through all those events.
在14:1-2，这里是一节呢，这里说到祭司长、文士要用诡计来捉拿耶稣。
In verse 1-2, this chief priests and the scribes, they will try to take Jesus by trickery and yeah, by trickery.
为什么他们要捉拿耶稣?
Why do they want to take Jesus?
耶稣在地上所行的神迹奇事, 难道他们没有看见吗?
Do they see the signs that Jesus performed on earth?
他们为什么要置耶稣于死地?
But why do they have to put him to death?
我们主在地上所作所为, 他们难道没有看见吗?
Do they see what the Lord has done on earth?
他们还是不信,
but they still don't believe him.
他们因着不信就落在黑暗里面,
because they are unbelief, they fall in the darkness.
文士法利赛人所代表的都是宗教的权势,
All the scribes and then the Pharisees, they represent the power of religion.
他们为了自己的利益, 受肉体的支配, 硬着心, 不相信耶稣就是那弥赛亚。
For their own benefit, they have stiff neck and hardened their heart. They don't believe Jesus is the Messiah.
因为在约翰福音记载着, 他们是在担心一件事情。
Because in a book of John recorded, they were worried about one thing.
他说耶稣这个人呢, 行了这么多的神迹, 我们要怎么办?
They say, wow, he had performed so many signs, what shall we do?
这很奇妙的就是, 耶稣行了这么多神迹, 他们说要怎么办? 不是说耶稣行了这么多的神迹, 我们要相信。
It's interesting, and they say, what can we do? And although he performed so many signs, they're not saying, oh, we see the sign and we should follow him.
因为他们说如果人人都相信耶稣的话, 罗马人就要来夺我们的地土和我们的百姓。
Because they thought if everyone were believing him, the Romans will come to take away both our place and our nation.
他们所想的不是神, 他们所想的是自己的利益, 为了自己的利益和权势。
What they think is not God's plan, it's their own benefit, their own interest.
他们硬着心选择了自己的道路, 要来捉拿耶稣, 要来杀他。
They have hardened their heart. They have determined to take Jesus and to kill him.
这是何等可怕的一件事情。
How terrible it is.
我们如果仔细想一想的话,
if we think about this,
保罗在门光照之前的光景也是这样子。
It's the same way of Paul's situation before he was saved.
他逼迫基督徒,
he persecuted Christians.
走一条自以为正的道路,
and he took a path of self-righteousness.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
我们的主是无所不知无所不在的。
Our Lord knows everything and he is everywhere.
当祭司, 法利赛人, 准备要来捉拿耶稣, 杀耶稣的时候,
when the chief priests and the scribes and the plan to take Jesus and then kill him,
感谢主, 这个时候, 却有一个人, 正预备的香膏, 要来膏我们的主。
Praise the Lord, at this time, there is a person prepared and a spikenard and to anoint our Lord.
马可福音3到19节就有讲到这个故事。
And then Mark
14
from 3 to 9 and recorded this.
这个故事就像刚才我们念的，也同时记载在马太福音的26章6到13节。
This story is also recorded in Matthew chapter 26.
也记载在约翰福音12章第1节到第8节。
And then also recorded in book of John chapter 12 verse 1 to 8.
在马太跟马可福音都说只有一个女人拿着香膏来膏主。
In book of Mark and John only mentioned there was a woman came with an alabaster jar.
而约翰福音告诉我们, 这个女人就是玛利亚。
Oh, but book of John tells us this woman is Mary.
是马大的妹妹玛利亚。
It's Mary, the sister of Martha.
说到玛利亚呢, 圣经, 新约圣经至少有提到3个玛利亚。
To talk about Mary, the Bible recorded 3 Mary.
有耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
There is a Mary, the mother of Jesus.
有抹大拉的玛利亚。
There's Mary the Magdalene.
还有伯大尼的玛利亚。
And the Mary in Bethany.
所以我们对这三位我们要有一点认识。
Let us to have more understanding of these three Mary.
当圣经提到耶稣的母亲的玛利亚的时候，他说有几种说法。
When the Bible talks about Mary, the mother of Jesus, it has several descriptions.
很直接的就是说耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
They can be directly say Mary, the mother of Jesus.
有时候说是雅各的母亲玛利亚。
And sometimes it says Mary, the mother of James.
有时候说是约西的母亲玛利亚。
Sometimes it says Mary, the mother of Jesse.
有时候说是雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚。
Sometimes it's Mary, the mother of James and Jesse.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚一同站在耶稣十字架的旁边，见证耶稣的受难。
When Jesus was crucified, it was his mother Mary and Mary the Magdalene was stand.Next to the cross, and then they testify the suffering of the Lord.
这个抹大拉的玛利亚是谁呢？
And who is Mary the Magdalene?
抹大拉的玛利亚呢？耶稣曾经从她的身上赶出七个鬼。
Jesus used to cast out 7 demons from her.
她在第一日的第一日的清晨呢？七日的第一日的清晨。他买了香膏，要到耶稣的父母那里，要去膏耶稣的身体。
At the first day of the week, she bought some anointing oil, and then she went to the tomb of Jesus, and then she wants to anoint Jesus' body.
却找不着耶稣的身体。
But she couldn't find his body.
因为耶稣已经复活了。
Because Jesus has resurrected.
而主耶稣复活的第一时间就是向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。
After Lord Jesus resurrected, the first one he appeared, it was Mary the Magdalene.
而伯大尼的玛利亚呢，就是马可福音这里所记载的，在耶稣受难之前用香膏膏耶稣的玛利亚。
And Mary the Bethany is the one who recorded in book of Mark. He is before the Lord went to cross, and then at this house, and then she anointed the Lord.
所以伯大尼的玛利亚呢，就是马大的妹妹，拉撒路的姐姐。
And then the Mary the Bethany is the little sister of Martha and the older sister of Lazarus.
伯大尼的玛利亚，圣经最后一次提到她，就是在她打破玉瓶膏耶稣之后，就再也没有提到伯大尼的玛利亚了。
The last time the Bible mentioned Mary of the Bethany is this time, and then she broke the jar, and then later on it didn't record anything of her.
现在我们来思想伯大尼的玛利亚为什么要打破香膏。
Now let's think about why Mary.The Bethany will break the jar.
为什么要打破玉瓶？有人会说，她可以用倒的。
Why she has to break the alabaster jar? Why can't she just pour it out?
用倒的话，那玉瓶还可以留着。
If she pour it out the oil, and then she can save the jar.
所以我们就要问，为什么玛利亚愿意打破玉瓶？
And we have to ask why she's willing to break the jar.
其实玉瓶也是很值钱的。
The alabaster jar is costly.
打破玉瓶呢，就预表的就是完全的破碎，完全的奉献，没有一点保留。
To break this alabaster jar, it represents and then it's totally broken. There's no reservation from herself.
对玛利亚来说，她不再需要玉瓶了。
For her, she does not need this alabaster jar anymore.
因为在地上。他不需要再预备着地上的香膏，他们不知道要做什么了。
Because she does not need.
他已经。
Prepare this because she doesn't need it.
他在地上活着，不再是为他自己，乃是为他死而复活的主而活。
She does not live for herself, but live for the Lord who died for her and resurrected.
我们每个人身上或许都有一个玉瓶。
We all may have this alabaster jar.
我们在存我们自己所想要的东西。
We put things in that which is we wanted.
为我们的玉瓶，我们在筹算，我们在思虑， 我们在操心。
For this alabaster jar, we worry, we plan, we work hard.
可是当玛利亚她打破玉瓶之后，她不再需要为世上的事情操心了。
After she breaks this alabaster jar, she does not need to worry about anything in this world.
我们仔细想一想，这个玉瓶里面的真拿达香膏价值30多两银子。
Think about it. The spikenard in this jar, it will worth 300 denarii.
可是相当于当时一年的工资。
It's about 1 year's of wage.
我想这是玛利亚她一点一滴经年累月所积蓄下来，她一生的积蓄。
I think this is her savings from her whole life. She saved this bit by bit.
这是她最宝贵的东西。
That's the most precious for her.
她拿出来打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
She bring it out, break it, and then pour it onto Jesus.
这让我想到穷寡妇的两个小钱。
This is let me think about the 2 coppers from that poor widow.
她的奉献也得到主的称赞。
The Lord praises her offering.
主说他把一切养生的都投上去了。
The Lord said, and she has offered everything she has for her life.
弟兄姐妹，我们的奉献不再多，再少。
Dear brothers and sisters, our offering is not on how much you have, but is on
在于我们的心。
It's on how our heart.
我们是不是心甘情愿的、全然的奉上
？Should we willing to offer ourselves?
在这里呢，马太福音说，有些人，马可福音说，门徒们说，这为什么要防卫这样的香膏？
And then in the book of Matthew, it says, some says, in the book of Mark, it says, the disciples says, why was this fragrant oil wasted?
说这昂贵的香膏呢，应该卖了，拿银钱来周济穷人。
We should sell it and then to give it to the poor.
玛利亚打破香膏这件事情，显然是卖耶稣的犹大无法明白的。
This is by no means that Judas, which has betrayed Jesus, could understand.
然而在玛利亚的心中，却是全无保留的奉献。为主的受难做预备。
But for Mary, this is a complete consecration, and then she has no reservation for herself.
如果我们仔细读这一段圣经的话，在这一段圣经里面，玛利亚她一句话也没有说。
If we remember, Mary didn't say a word.
倒是主耶稣为她辩驳。
But Lord defended for her.
主耶稣由他吧，为什么为难他呢？
The Lord says, "Let her alone. Why do you trouble her?"
因为主知道玛利亚的心是单纯的奉献，别无所求。
Because the Lord knew Mary's heart, she simply consecrated and asked for nothing else.
主说他在我身上做的是一件美事。
The Lord says she has done a good work for me.
可见他所做的是神所喜悦的。
So we know what she has done is pleased to God.
这看出她体贴我们主的心意。
And we know that her mind is on the heart desire of the Lord.
看出她对主的认识所表现出来的行为。
And then we see that after she knowing the Lord, and then this is her walk.
这件事情是发生在逾越节的前两天。
This happened 2 days before Passover.
玛利亚似乎已经看见我们主所要走的道路。
It seems Mary have seen the path that Jesus will walk towards.
看到我们的主就要受难。
And it seems she saw that the Lord will suffer.
所以美的是玛利亚的香膏可以膏在主的身上。
So this is a good thing because her perfume will be anointing on the Lord.
相对于抹大拉的玛利亚，她买的香膏要到耶稣的坟墓那里去膏耶稣的身体，却找不着耶稣的身体。
Compares Mary the Magdalene, she bought some anointing oil, and then she went to the tomb of Jesus, but she couldn't find the body of Jesus.
所以主说你们不常有我，要抓住机会。
That's why the Lord says, me, you do not have it always. If we need love the Lord, it is now.
其实在马可福音14章第八节，主自己也给了答案。
In book of Mark, verse 14, chapter 14, verse 8, Lord gave an answer himself.
主说，他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我的身上。
She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial.
玛利亚单纯爱主的心值得我们学习。
And her pure heart to love the Lord is worth us to learn from.
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们认识神有多少，我们就爱主有多少。
How much we know our Lord, that's how much love we will give to Him.
有时候我们爱主不够，是因为我们对主认识不多。
Sometimes we can't love the Lord because we don't know Him that much.
玛利亚为什么会献香膏呢？
And then how can Mary offer her spikenard to the Lord?
没错的话，在福音书里面一共有三次记载到伯大尼玛利亚的故事。
If I'm not wrong, in the book of Gospels, it's recorded three times, and this Mary, to offer the spikenard to Jesus.
玛利亚献香膏是最后一次。
And the Mary to offer of the spikenard is the last time.
圣经第一次提到伯大尼的玛利亚是在路加福音。
The first time mentioned about Mary the Bethany is in book of Luke.
是马大把耶稣接到他的家中。
It was Martha welcomed Jesus to her house.
这个故事呢，只记载在路加福音。
This story only recorded in book of Luke.
如果大家可以打开圣经的话，是在路加福音的第十章三十八到四十二节。
It was in book of Luke, chapter
第十章三十八到四十二节。
38 to 42.
他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女子名叫马大，接他到自己的家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼，但不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and then heard his word.But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. Then Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, why are you worried and troubled about many things? But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
在这个故事里面，我们如果仔细看的话，玛利亚是坐在耶稣的脚前听他说话。
In this story, we know Mary that sat before the feet of Jesus and then listened to his words.
在这一段记载里面，玛利亚一句话也没说。
In this recording, Mary didn't say a word.
倒是耶稣说，玛利亚选择了那上好的福分，是不能从她夺去的。
But Jesus said.And then she has chosen the good part, which is will not be taken away from her.
你看我们这个看这个图画的时候，马大在那边忙进忙出的。
We can imagine the picture. Martha was busy in and out.
玛利亚却能专心的坐在主的脚前听他的道。
But Mary quietly sat before the feet of Jesus and then listened to his words.
我在想。玛利亚的香膏是一点一滴的存下来的。
I'm thinking that her spikenard was saved bit by bit slowly.
主的话，玛利亚也是一点一滴的存在她的心里。
I think she also has remembered God's words, word by word, slowly, little by little.
所以他在最后能够把他的玉瓶打破，献上他的香膏。
So at the end, she could break the alabaster jar and then offer her oil.
如果我们看这个故事的话，是马大把耶稣接到他的家中。
When we see the story, it was Martha welcomed the Lord to her.
是马大在抱怨。
But it also is Martha complained.
是耶稣在提醒马大不要为这许多的事情思虑烦恼。
But Jesus is remind Martha, but do not be troubled for so many things.
是主在教导马大什么是不可少的一件事。
It was the Lord.Taught Martha what is the one thing is needed.
是主要马大学习玛利亚选择那上好的福分。
It was the Lord taught Martha you need to learn from Mary. You have to choose the good part.
弟兄姐妹们，有时候我们就像马大。
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes we were just like Martha.
不管在家、在教会、在公司上班，每天忙忙碌碌。
We're all the time busy, no matter at home, at church, or in your company at work.
忘了什么是不可少的，只有一件事。
Somehow we forgot what is the one thing that is needed.
就是来到主的面前，听他的话，与他亲近。
That is come before the Lord, listen to Him, and then join, and then have intimate relationship with Him.
圣经第二次提到伯大尼的玛利亚，是在约翰福音的。11:1-44.
The second time the Bible mentioned Mary the Bethany is in Book of John, chapter.
那个故事比较长，我们就不念。
The story is long. We're not going to read it.
那个故事里面说到了耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
It mentioned that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
那时候拉撒路病了。
Lazarus was sick.
马大跟玛利亚呢，就打发人去见耶稣。
So the sisters send to Jesus.
那说主啊，你所爱的人病了。
And it says, Lord, the one you loved is sick.
可是耶稣呢，他听见了拉撒路生病，却能在所居之地住了两天。
But the Lord, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he still stayed 2 more days in the place where he was.
等耶稣到了玛利亚的家，拉撒路已经在坟墓里待了4天了。
Until Jesus arrived at their house, Lazarus has already been entombed for 4 days.
在约翰福音11:32那边说到。
In Book of John, chapter 11, it mentioned.
玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他就伏在他脚前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
Then when Mary saw him, he fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died."
主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died.
这是玛利亚所说的唯一的一句话。
That's the only sentence that Mary has said.
她说这一句话的时候是伏在基督的脚前。
When she said this, she fell down before the feet of the Lord.
第一次她伏在基督的脚前，耶稣的脚前听主说话。
The first time she was set before the feet of the Lord was she listened to the Lord's words.
这一次，他伏在主的脚前说了这一句话。
And then this time she fell down at the feet of the Lord, and then she said this sentence.
从这句话看来，玛利亚呢对主的迟延呢是有一点抱怨。
From this sentence we know she has kind of complained about the Lord's delay.
她有一点说：“主啊，你怎么不早一点来？你若早在这里，我兄弟就不必死了。”
And then it's kind of she's saying, Lord, why can't you come here early? If you are here earlier, my brother would not have died.
这里让我们看到玛利亚好像还是有信心的。
But we see she still has some faith.
只是信心不足。
But her faith is not enough.
好像说主啊，你治病还可以，可是拉撒路死了怎么办？
And then it says, Lord, you can heal people, but my brother has died. How can we do?
然而主借着拉撒路从死里复活这件事情，让玛利亚更加认识我们的主。
But after the Lord resurrected Lazarus, so Mary has known our Lord better.
主有主的时间。
The Lord has his own time.
主故意等拉撒路在坟墓里待了四天之后，再让他活过来。
The Lord waited 4 days for Lazarus to stay in the tomb on purpose.
让众人知道这不是巧合，这是神奇妙的作为。
So that people will know this is not a coincidence. This is the sign. This is the miracle from God.
在拉撒路复活这件事上，在约翰福音这里提了很多人。
And then in the story in Book of John, in the event of the Lazarus, it mentioned many people here.
其中包括门徒，包括犹大，包括玛利亚，包括马大。
It has the disciples, the Martha, and Mary, and many more.
还有他们的仆人。
And their servants.
可是这件事情对犹大有没有影响呢
？Oh, included Judas. But is this thing has something impact to Judas?
对犹大好像没有什么改变。
It seems he didn't change at all.
但是感谢主，这件事情在玛利亚的生命有了改变。
But praise the Lord, this changed Mary's life.
她对主有更多的认识。
She knows the Lord better.
所以就有第三，我们主要下面讲的，她打破玉瓶。
So this has come to the third time she came before the Lord, and
then
she broke the alabaster jar.
记载到玛利亚打破玉瓶这件事情。
In the book of Mark, and then mention about she broke up the alabaster jar.
她是趁着耶稣坐席的时候打破玉瓶。
And then while Jesus was sit at the supper, and then she broke the jar.
用自己的头发去抹耶稣的脚，抹香蕉，把香膏抹在耶稣的脚上。
And then she wiped his feet with her hair.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要好好的默想这一幅图画。
And then let's think about this picture.
玛利亚是何等的降卑自己。
And then how she humbled herself.
她每次来到主的面前，就是在主的脚前。
Each time when she came before the Lord, it's all before the feet of the Lord.
第一次领受主的话，是在主的脚前。
First time when she listened to the words of the Lord, and she was set at the feet of the Lord.
第二次。对主抱怨是在主的脚前。
The second time, even when she complained, she came to before the feet of the Lord.
第三次打破玉瓶是在抹在主的脚上。
The third time, and then she broke the jar, and then she wiped the Lord's feet with her hair.
这是一个何等美的图画。
And then what a beautiful picture.
她对主的渴慕。
The longing she had for the Lord.
难怪她会得到。主的称许。
No wonder that the Lord praises her.
我们读神的话，我们可以知道很多的道理和故事。
When we read the Bible, we know many stories or we know many knowledge.
但我们有没有行为呢
？But do we have works?
雅各书说，没有行为的信心是死的。
The Book of James tells us, faith without work is dead.
我们需要学习如何跟随主。
We need learn how to follow the Lord.
宝贵主的话。
And then to treasure His words.
主耶稣说：“人不背着自己的十字架来跟从我，就不配做我的门徒。”
The Lord says, "Who do not pick up his own cross and follow me, you're not worthy to be my disciples."
这告诉我们，跟随主是要付代价的。
It tells us we have to pay a price to follow the Lord.
付代价，背起十字架跟随主，是神所喜悦的。
And then to pay a price to follow the Lord, this is pleased the Lord.
如果我们跟随主是有计算的，这样就不能长久。
If we have to count the price, and this kind of following it will not last long.
我们应该学习玛利亚。天天来到主的面前，借着读经、祷告，享受主的同在。
We need like Mary. We come before the Lord, and through reading Bible, and then the fellowship, we enjoy have the fellowship with him.
圣经很奇妙的在玛利亚告耶稣之后呢，就记载着犹大卖主。
And then amazingly, after Mary anointed Jesus and recorded that Judas betrayed Jesus,
玛利亚高香膏这件事情，犹大看见了，因为他是门徒之一。
Judas saw that Mary anointed Jesus because he's one of the disciples.
他也听见耶稣说，这是一件美事。
He also heard that Jesus says this, she has done a good work to me.
可是好像对犹大这个人没有什么改变。
But this didn't change Judas' life.
我想玛利亚告耶稣啊，这件事情呢，是主给犹大最后一次的机会。
I think this is the last chance the Lord gave it to Judas through Mary.
叫他能够悔改，学习玛利亚爱主的心。
So that he can repent and learn from Mary to love the Lord.
但是犹大仍然硬着颈项，走自己的道路，奔向黑暗，走向死亡。
But he still stiff-necked, and then to determine to betray Jesus and then fall in the darkness.
我们要问犹大为什么要卖主？
And then we will ask why Judas will betray Jesus.
简单的说，犹大走的就是巴兰的道路。
Simply that he followed the way of Balaam.
巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。
Balaam is the prophet which is, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
有一节经文大家都很熟悉。
We all familiar with one verse.
说耶和华是我的牧者，我必不至于缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我们心所爱的是什么？我们人就跟我们心所爱的东西走。
And then what our heart loves, and so we follow what we love.
我们应该常常的省察自己，我们心中所爱的是什么？
We should often examine our hearts and what our hearts love.
我们为什么常常不得安息？
And then why sometimes we have no peace?
如果我们所爱的东西是不能被震动的东西，那我们的心就没有办法安定。如果我们所爱的东西是暂时的东西，是可以被震动的，我们的心就没有办法安定，我们就没有办法得安息。
If our hearts love things which is unshakable, is perishable, then our heart will not find peace.
我们的心如果在股票市场，
if our heart is on the stock market,
我们的心就跟股票市场一样上上下下。
Our heart will be up and down and along to the stock market.
我们的心如果在儿女的成绩身上，
if our heart is on our children's grades,
我们的儿女成绩好，我们就高兴。
If our children have good grades, we'll be happy.
成绩不好，我们就心情不好。
If they have bad grades, we are not happy.
他们乖，我们就喜乐。
If they're well behaved, we'll be happy.
他们不好，我们就伤心。
If they disobey, then we'll feel sad.
因为我们定睛在可震动的东西。
Because we fix our eyes on things which is
我们定睛在暂时的东西
shakeable and then temporary.
如果我们所爱的是不能被震动的，那我们的心就不能被震动。
If the things that we love is unshakable, then our heart will in peace.
如果我们所渴慕的，我们所爱的是神的国，神的应许。
What we long to is the kingdom of God and then what God promised.
我们就能够得安息。
We will find peace.
因为我们所爱的是不能被震动的。
Because what we love is unshakable.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
在希伯来书也告诉我们，你们不能安息、不得安息，是因为你们不信。
In Book of Hebrews says you could not find peace because you are unbelief.
犹大爱财。犹大爱钱财。
Loves money.
在箴言说，你岂要定睛那虚无的钱财吗？因为钱财必长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
In the book of Proverbs, it says if your heart is settled on wealth, the riches will grow wings and then fly like eagles.
向鹰飞去 yeah. 加略人犹大是十二个门徒之一。
And then Judas Iscariot is one of the disciples.
我想犹大跟随主的时间是远远超过玛利亚。
I think Judas followed Jesus much longer than Mary.
他亲眼见过耶稣的神迹。
He has seen the signs that Jesus performed.
亲耳听见耶稣的教导。
He has heard Jesus' teaching.
亲手摸过耶稣。
And he has touched Jesus.
最后竟然把耶稣给卖了。
But to the end, he betrayed Jesus.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrews tells us.
我们要在神的面前，我们要郑重所听的道。不要随流失去。
We should earnestly heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
我们的玉瓶可能有个洞。
Maybe our alabaster jar has a little hole.
主的道进来，我们便没有办法存在这个瓶子里面。
The words of God enter in, but cannot stay in the jar.
就流失了。
And drifted away.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
当我们轻忽神话语的时候
，When we ignore God's words,
撒旦魔鬼就能吞吃我们。
The Satan will come devour us.
所以彼得告诉我们，务要谨守、警醒，因为你的仇敌就像吼叫的狮子，遍地巡行，可吞吃的人。
That's why Peter warned us. He says, "Be sober, be vigilant." Because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
当我们软弱的时候，试探就来了。
When we are weak, the temptation comes.
所以在约翰福音记载到，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意念放在西门儿子加略人犹大心里。
So the book of John recorded. The devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray.
犹大失败了。
And Judas failed.
为了30块钱，把主耶稣给卖了。
For 30 pieces of silver, and he sold Jesus.
从此犹大就成为大家所轻看的卖耶稣的加略人犹大。
Since then, his name will be the betrayer, Judas the Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus.
耶稣在约翰福音说，乃是因为他是贼。
The book of John is because he was a thief.
犹大的结局最后是吊死了。
And then his outcome is he hanged himself.
他没有机会享用他卖耶稣的30块钱。
He even didn't have chance to use the money that he sold from the sold Jesus.
传道书说虚空的虚空。
So the book of Ecclesiastes says vanity, all is vanity.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
不要以为我们自己有多刚强。
Do not think we're strong.
在试探的面前，多少人站立得住呢？
How many of us can stand before the temptation?
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord have grace upon us.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离那恶者。
Let lead us not into the temptation.
最后我们总结。
And a summary.
祭司长、文士、法利赛人、犹大、玛利亚，他们都听见了神的话。
And the chief priest, scribes, Judas, Mary, they all heard words from the Lord.
都见证了拉撒路从死里复活。
They all have testified how Lazarus resurrected from death.
可是，就像箴言所说的，人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。
But like what the proverb says, and then the people's heart is plans his own path, but the Lord directs his path. His steps.
祭司、文士、瓦利塞人所害怕的是，他们罗马人要夺去他们的百姓和地土。
What the priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees are afraid of is they are afraid that Romans will take away their land and nation.
他们所想的是个人的利益和得失。
What they think is their own benefits.
对主的话冷淡，没有反应。
They were cold and no reaction to the Lord's words.
他们贪爱世界。
They love the world.
结局就是沉沦。
Their outcome is fall.
玛利亚是我们的榜样。
And Mary is our example.
她选择那上好的。
She has chosen the best part.
她谦卑来到主的面前，来脚前聆听他的话。
She humblycame before the feet of the Lord and listened to his words.
他把主的话听进去了。
She heard his
words. 而且行出来了。
And then she walked with what she heard.
主说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
The Lord says, whoever has my commandment, obey them, is the one who loves me.
一个爱主的人就能像玛利亚一样，殷勤的预备香膏，抓住机会。奉献香膏，得蒙神的喜悦。
A person who loves the Lord will like Mary, and then you will prepare diligently, and then you prepare your spikenard, and then you take the opportunity, and then you offer what you prepared, and then to please God.
我们不要走犹大的道路。
Do not walk on the path of Judas.
犹大是十二个门徒中的一个。
He's one of the disciples.
他本是神所拣选的器皿。
He was the vessel that God has chosen him.
可是为了追求那不定的钱财，存着不，为了追求那不定的钱财。
But for the money which is changeable.
他存着不信的恶心，把永生神给离弃了。
Because of his wicked unbelief, and he despised, and then he left it.Eternal God.
把主卖了，这是何等可惜的一件事情。
And then she betrayed the Lord. And then how?
彼得前书二章九节告诉我们。
In book of Peter tells us.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅的，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。
Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul.
我们是客旅的，我们是寄居的。
We are sojourners and we are strangers to this world.
我们今天在地上是在有一场属灵的征战。
And we are in a spiritual war.
我们要靠自己的努力，失败是必然的。
And then we will fail by our own strength.
我们就要靠着主才能得胜。
Only by the Lord we can win victory.
玛利亚的得胜是因为她对主的渴慕和颂服。
The victory of Mary because her longing to the Lord.
加略人犹大的失败乃是受到私欲的牵引。
The failure of the Judas Iscariot because was driven by his own desire.
感谢主，今天还让我们存留在地上。
Praise the Lord, He still remains us on the earth.
不管我们的环境是如何的艰难。
No matter how hard our circumstances.
很多事情或许都不顺利。
Many things are not smooth.
身体也渐渐的衰残。
Our body become weaker and weaker.
但我们不要忘记。
But do not forget.
主对我们的爱。
The love of the Lord.
他对我们的爱是永不改变的爱。
Will never change.
他爱我们就爱到底。
He loves us to the end.
所有的环境都是主所许可的。
All the circumstances is allowed by the Lord to come to us.
凡事都有他的美意。
All things has His good desire.
神借着环境来制作我们。
He will mold us through all the circumstances.
使我们。可以成为他手中的器皿，来见证神的荣耀。
So we can become the vessel in His hands to testify God's glory.
犹大亏欠了神的拣选。
And Judas was short of God's chosen.
玛利亚成全了神的心意。
Mary has fulfilled the heart of God.
传道书的作者所罗门王也告诉我们。
In book Ecclesiastics, King Solomon has told us.
当趁着年幼衰败的日子，伤未来到之前，纪念造你的主。
Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come.
趁着年幼纪念造你的主。
Remember your Creator in the days of your youth.
只要我们在地上还有生命气息，我们就要来纪念那造我们的主，爱我们的主。
When we still have a breath, when we still have life, we need to remember our God who created us to remember Him.
先知以赛亚也劝诫我们。
And Isaiah has exhorted us.
当趁着耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他。
Seek the Lord while He may be found.
我们要趁着我们今天还有生命气息，我们还可以来寻找耶和华的时候，我们就要来寻找我们的主。
Seek our Lord when we still have today.
抹大拉的玛利亚，她要去告耶稣的身体的时候，耶稣已经不在了。
When Mary the Magdalene, when she wants to anoint the Lord's body, but the Lord's body is not there.
我们趁着我们还有今天，我们要来追求认识我们的主。
As we still have today, we need to seek Him and to know Him.
希伯来书的作者也劝我们。
The book of Hebrews also told us.
总要趁着还有今日。
We need when it is called today.
天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑了，心里就刚硬。
Exhort one another.Least one of you will be hardened.
趁着还有今天，趁着现在，我们还能彼此相劝。
When we still have today, we need exhort one another daily.
撒旦像火叫的狮子，到处寻找可吞吃的人。
Satan is like a roaring lion. He will search people and devour them.
当我们一个人的时候，很容易就被撒旦吞吃了。
When we are alone, we'll be easily be devoured by Satan.
我们借着弟兄姐妹在一起相聚，分享神的话，我们彼此相劝。
Let's exhort each other when we have fellowship.
免得我们心里刚硬。
So at least our heart will be hardened.
玛利亚是一个抓住机会的人。
Mary is the one who's take the opportunity.
圣经说他趁着主坐席的时候用香膏膏足。
The Bible says while Jesus at the table, and then she anointed him.
他的一生就有了价值，蒙主的纪念。
Her whole life has a value, and the Lord even remembered her.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
因为我们在世余下的光阴
，When we have the rest of our days on earth,
我们有一天。都要离开这个地上。
One day we will leave this earth.
我们要学习像玛利亚一样有一颗爱主的心。
We need to learn from Mary. We need to have a heart to love the Lord.
趁着还有今天，抓住机会。
When we have today, we need to take the chance.
爱主就是现在。
To love the Lord, it is now.
就像玛利亚储存她珍贵的香膏一样。
It's like Mary to save that costly oil.
我们把我们的主的话存在我们的心中。
Let us keep the word of the Lord to our hearts.
免得我们得罪我们的主，免得我们远离我们的主。
Least we against our Lord and then depart from the Lord.
愿我们的心像早晨诗歌所唱的。我宁愿有耶稣。
May our heart is like the hymn we sang. I'd rather have Jesus.
胜过世上的荣华富贵身亡。
Than all the fame, the power and the wealth in the world.
荣华富贵身亡是世上每一个人所追求的。
The wealth, fame is everybody pursue on this earth.
可是这些都是会过去的。
But all this will pass away.
只有我们的主，从亘古到永远，永不改变的。
Only our Lord will never change from everlasting to everlasting.
宁愿有耶稣。
I'd rather have Jesus.
愿这成为我们的祷告，我们的道路。
May this become our prayer and our path.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
愿神祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord bless his own words.